Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. The other issue that has been added, the next one, 301.2.1 marking. I have to give you one. Recently, I had a project that I had to continuously ask someone to go back to the job site and take more photos because I needed to find out what the product was installed by this particular contractor. And so it is important for these markings to be there, and it is important to ensure that the products that have, for the sake of argument, pipes at every so often, they will have these markings. And if you cut a piece of pipe, that marking, if it's long enough, it'll have all the information with regard to the marking and applicability of the reference and listing agencies, et cetera, there. So in reviewing the section 301.2.1, a line was simply added. I'm going to read you the section. 301.2.1 marking, period. Each length of the pipe and each pipe fitting, comma, trap, fixtures, materials, and devices used in plumbing system shall have cast, stamped, or indelibly marked on it any markings required by the applicable reference standard and listing agency, comma, and. This part was added to the new code. Any marking required by the applicable reference standard, which means that the reference standard will ask you to put all the informations of the marking on that product. And listing agency, the listing agency may ask you to add information on that product. And the manufacturer's mark or name, which shall readily identify the manufacturer to the end user of the product, where required by the approved standard and applies, comma, the product shall be marked with the weight and quality of the product. Materials and devices used or entering into the construction of plumbing and drainage system, comma, or parts thereof, comma, shall be marked and identified in a manner satisfactory to the authority having jurisdiction. Such marking shall be done by the manufacturer. Field markings are not acceptable. Exception. Markings shall not be required on nipples created by cutting and threading of approved pipe. The question that you have, those products are so small, there's no way you could etch, unless you etch through laser, any data on that particular items. Let's go back. On this particular section, 301.2.1 marking, the item added was any marking required by applicable reference standard and listing agency that was predominantly added to the system. Really, that is the main reason this was added, just to ensure that a product does not go to the field without proper data. One of the other items that is being said here, and this example that they are providing at the book, simply says a standard. Some standards are requiring that the information about minimum clearances, the amount of capability of or minimum and maximum pressures and or clearances from combustibles, certification, installation to what altitude, maximum working pressures, etc., to be on that marking. That is being requested by the standard, therefore that marking has to be there. In this particular case, ANSI Z21.10.1A, or Canada standard, is inputted into the product and then complies with jurisdictions having such and such regulations. So really, these testing, research and testing labs provide all that data to the product, and they want to make sure that that standard requires you to put all this information. So just to let you know, it is a very, very good, for, at least for my practice, it's a very, very good item, especially the fact that these markings hopefully will be protected from the sun. Hopefully they will have some sort of a shade. So about 5 years or 10 years later, we could go into the roof or to the job site and verify. And the other format would be, if you don't, you just have the reference standard there, you have to fetch that particular standard, read it, and identify what was the, for the sake of argument, the combustible clearances from the pipe for this particular product. So that was the most important part. The next issue is 301.3. 301.3, I'm going to actually stop with the 301.3 and start another podcast. 301.3 is alternate methods, material and methods of construction equivalency. Well, sometimes you can see this has different connotations, names in different city halls. But at the same time, if you are not happy or you cannot use a particular product, you have to go through a process at City Hall for alternate methods. City of Los Angeles, for example, has a method and for electrical for some different reasons. And you have to comply with those before they accept it and before you actually install it. The only modifications, and I'm very, very sure you all have done this in the past, the only added word was prior to installation. For God's sake, can you believe that the individual installs something, an alternate method, material method, which was not listed, which was not approved, and then the guy goes afterwards and simply says, oops, excuse me, I like to get an approval for this, and is already installed. So the way the code reads is as follows. 301.3, alternate materials and methods of construction equivalency, period. Nothing in this code is intended to prevent the use of systems, methods, or devices of equivalent or superior quality, comma, strength, comma, fire resistance, comma, effectiveness, comma, durability, and safety over those prescribed by this code. That means that the code simply says, I am not the only person out there. I approve. You may have something better than what I have done. And, you know, the code cycles go every 3 years, and somebody could come up with a magic wand and come up with the best product in the world. But the problem that you have is that if the best product was created, can you stop the guy from using it? The answer is no. And most recently, I found a very, very nice, interesting smoke and fire mud, for an application for a boiler room, which was very, very recent, and it meets all the applicable codes. But it's hardly being stocked because it's very new. I had to find it in Virginia. I had to prove to the city hall that this product is good. The guy approved it. Now we are buying it. And sometimes these new products need to do research, and the manufacturer has to provide some white paper to educate us further, or the city hall further. I'm going to continue with the section. The authority having jurisdiction shall have the authority to approve or disapprove the system, method, or device for intended purpose. However, comma, the exercise of this discretionary approval of the authority having jurisdiction shall have no effect beyond the jurisdictional boundary of the said AHJ, authority having jurisdiction. That means that if it is applied in Dallas, you cannot go to Houston and do it. There's one more part. Very, very likely, the AHJ will simply say, I'm going to only and only approve this for this building. That's it. For the sake of argument, it could be a historical building. There's one of a kind, and they have to use this product because they cannot modify it. I'm going to move on with the section. an alternate material or method of construction so approved shall not be considered as in accordance with the requirement, comma, intent, comma, or both of this code for the purpose other than the granted by the authority having jurisdiction where the submitted data does not prove equivalency. I got to tell you, there's one word here that is very, 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 very cautiously being used. The word equal, the word or equal. I have to tell you, if you can go to any court of law, I can prove two items that even when they were produced on the same product line, I can find differences. So please, please do not use the word equal on your plans too softly, and because you can get egg on your face. The reason they say they changed this prior to installation, apparently people had installed it before. So some of the reasons they say before you install it, you're going to expedite the inspection process. So if you have installed it and you get the job, the whole job stops. Number two was eliminate possible confusion on why alternate method was selected. When you had all the samples, everything out of your shop, and you selected something else, why? Could more easily permit adjustments to proposed alternative methods, material methods prior to installation. The permitting process becomes much easier as opposed to when you have already done it. And finally, eliminate additional cost, which might result if installation begins before alternate methods are approved, need revision by the AHJ. The question that you have, hello, you may get dinged on by charges, extra charges, hypothetically three times the original permit cost because you have cheated and you've installed something that was not approved. Now you got to go get yourself the approval. So I am going to give you one item. Please, please follow the guideline prior to installation. I have to give you one item that if a new material is introduced and it was not approved, you do not want to take it off of the job site and imagine the cost and the pain that you're going to go through. This will be the end of my first podcast, item number 100, on the plumbing code changes, California plumbing code changes 2019. Thank you.